Now let's move on, please, to 331.
Authorize an agreement with TriMet to allow construction of a building over the Tanner Creek sewer and grant a replacement easement.
Good afternoon, and thanks for your patience.
Good afternoon.
Elizabeth Reese Cadigan?
Cadigan, yes.
And I have some introductory points. I think you're probably just as capable of making them, so I'll defer to you.
Okay, thank you. So as Commissioner Fish said, my name is Elizabeth Reese Cadigan. I'm the Systems Development Manager with BES. Also with me today in the audience are representatives from TriMet, if there are questions. Today we are bringing you an agreement between the city and TriMet that will allow the redevelopment of a surface parking lot over the Tanner Creek sewer and grant BES a larger replacement easement. TriMet owns a piece of property on Southwest Salmon between Southwest 17th and 18th, across from Providence Park and the Lincoln High School track. The property was utilized by TriMet for construction of the West Side Light Rail and has been surplus property for a number of years. The Tanner Creek sewer was built in 1891, and in this location is a round brick sewer 72 inches in diameter. It crosses the northeastern portion of the site in question. In 2004, the city and TriMet entered into two agreements to allow the construction of a mixed-use building by a third party over the Tanner Creek sewer and on this property. Due to the downturn in the economy, the property was not sold and the project was not completed. TriMet currently has multiple parties interested in purchasing the subject property to develop a transit-oriented development. This agreement, which replaces the 2004 agreements, will allow such a development over the Tanner Creek sewer subject to rehabilitation, relocation, or replacement of the sewer through a public works permit. This agreement will transfer to the new property owner. In addition, a new 20-foot easement over the sewer will be granted to the city at the time of the property sale. While BES typically does not allow construction of buildings over sewers, we recognize that the location of this site in Goose Hollow near community attractions such as Providence Park and on public transit lines makes its redevelopment an overall benefit to the city. In addition, the rehabilitation of the sewer prior to building construction will improve an aging city asset and reduce the risk of an emergency failure on this 100-plus-year-old sewer line. So at this time, TriMet and I are available to take any questions you might have.
Questions for her or for TriMet staff who are here?
Well, I guess I'd like to ask TriMet staff a question or two.
Okay, come on up, Dave. I'm going to raise this issue about affordability, but it's a good time to bring it
up. Okay, well, that was the issue I was going to raise.
So,
I'll defer to the mayor here.
All right, well, yeah, we both want to raise this issue. I met yesterday with Neil McFarland to discuss this project, and we have an understanding from TriMet that this project will meet the city's goals for affordability. Obviously, if we move forward with inclusionary zoning requirements and or an impact fee, and this project's developed after those rules are in place, that will take care of it. But even if the development happens prior to that, it's important that TriMet, as you are doing in other projects, reflect the overall housing strategy of the city as we develop these projects. So just wanted to get that on the record and get any response or concerns that you might have about it.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Lance Erz. I'm Director of Real Property at TriMet. First, I'd like to say that TriMet is very supportive of the city's affordable housing goals. As you alluded to, we're currently working closely with the Housing Bureau on a piece of property we're getting ready to develop out in Kenton on the Interstate Max line, requiring affordable housing on that site. We're also interested in understanding the new inclusionary zoning laws and how those are going to affect development and working with the Housing Bureau to understand how that would affect this site as well. Frankly, due to the quick turnaround between your conversation with the GM and this meeting today, we haven't really had a chance to touch base with him on exactly what that conversation was all about, but I do have a meeting with him tomorrow to get some clarity on that.
Yeah, and the city has two actions that we have to approve in order to facilitate the development of this project. One is this agreement that Commissioner Fish has brought forward on the sewer easement, and then the second is the parking agreement that deals with the previous parking arrangement that was negotiated and codified 20 years ago, now expiring. So that's really the place where if we need to attach a condition to the city's approval, that we could do that.
Mayor, can I just have a colloquy with you for a moment?
Please.
Just so I understand this, my understanding is that the action that the Bureau of Environmental Services has brought to council is a discretionary action.
That's correct.
And therefore, the city can place a reasonable condition on a discretionary action. That led to your conversation with the GM. And we, if this item passes, BES is now a party to this transaction because we're securing the easement. And what I understand you have placed on the record, and that as a condition of council acting on this, is that any development here will in fact conform to the city's affordable housing goals, including the inclusionary housing guidelines to be developed.
That's right, and that's
my understanding.
That threshold is codified in state laws, at least 20% of units affordable at 80%.
Right, and that would be my understanding in voting for this matter. Okay. It would be the condition of my entering into this easement. Thank you, gentlemen.
Any other questions or concerns you have with that? Again, obviously we have more of this to work out over time and formalities, but it's really important that we have on the record an understanding between the city and TriMet that both public agencies are going to be committed to our affordable housing goals, as you are in other projects, so that would apply in this case as well. And those goals are set now in state law with the inclusionary zoning standard that we have still to process into our own regulations. But regardless of where we are in that regulatory development process, this is an agreement between the city and the TriMet that's going to be the policy regardless of what the formalities are yet at the city in that ordinance development work.
Right, understand your position. Again, I need to touch base with our general manager and make sure that's TriMet's understanding.
So this ordinance, if adopted today, then directs the director of the Bureau, authorizes the director of the Bureau of Environmental Services to enter into the agreement?
Yes.
If adopted today, we'll hold off entering into that get further confirmation from you as to the agreement.
Right. We may bring those two things back together because we still have the parking agreement to do. So.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Thanks. Further questions, council members? Okay, and this is an emergency ordinance, so let's act on it so you can start planning a project. I'm sorry, anyone else want to speak? No? Okay. Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you. Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Aye.
Hales?
That's great that this project is finally going to get done. Parking lot was not the highest and best use for this site, so I appreciate the work that you're doing to queue this up for development, and obviously it's possible in this market to make it a very successful project and have an affordability component. So best of times to do the right thing, and we look forward to being a partner with you and getting it done. Thank you.
Thank you. We're excited about it too.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.